This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
We have the music.
That's right.
We don't have to wait.
No, we can go.
We can go without the break.
We have breaking news to kick things off on Monday Night Sports Talk.
Two breaking news. The mayor's not here.
Right.
He's got a bad foot.
He's recovering. He'll be back tomorrow.
He'll bounce back. He'll bounce back a lot faster than Kirk is going to bounce back from the deal he had, right?
The Achilles tear
that he had. But we're doing this about 15 minutes after the news broke that Kirk's agent, McCartney, has said that Kirk is signing with the Falcons. I'm very worried about the mental health of his big fans around here, the Kirk cult. And I also heard the guy from KFAN that does the mid-morning show, who's a bit of a homer, kind of trying to make the case. But it was about noontime. He was on that show, Rich Gannon. He was a guest that Gannon does on the NFL radio network. And he seemed confident to some degree, Paul Allen, that Kirk was coming back. But it's all about, I would guess, it's all about the third year, right? He got 4 years.
From Atlanta.
So that doubled what we wanted to give him guarantee. Four for how much?
I don't have the financial figure yet, but his agent tweeted that he's happy to be signing with Atlanta for 4 years.
Wow.
No financial figure.
It can't all be guaranteed. The last two have got to be, half of it or something. But he's also the world champion at getting them to guarantee the whole thing.
That's just it, Pat. Because, you know, if we're basing this off of, I know Baker and Kirk are different style of quarterbacks, but if Baker's going to get $100 million,
you might as well give this guy
$200 million. Kirk's going to probably get, what, $150 million?
Probably $150 million, yeah. It's,
God love you, Kirk, but I'm not signing that contract.
Everybody said the fact that he's selling his house here and looking for a house in Atlanta, that's just a family thing.
I don't mind that.
Don't worry about that. Why out of all those places? I mean, the old man lives in Florida. If he wants to be next to dad, dear old dad, he would have moved to Florida, right?
And the in-laws are from, is it Marietta, Georgia?
Oh, okay. So maybe the wife wants to be down there. And I don't know how many kids he has or anything.
Well,
but,
and that division's lousy. He'll make them good.
True.
He'll make them a good team.
Should. They can, they've been a little slump ever since the second half of that Super Bowl.
Yeah. right.
They were, it didn't start the next season. It started at halftime.
Right.
When they had the chance to win the Super Bowl. Talk about a quarterback who went over the cliff.
Matt Ryan.
Uh-huh. So here's my thing on Kirk all along. He's been okay. He's been good here. He's been above average, well above average the last couple of years. But there's no guarantee on 36-year-old quarterbacks. For every Rodgers who played great for a couple of years in Green Bay, and every Tom Brady who there's never been another one, and Favre, there's a lot of them who are cooked at 35, Matt Ryan being an example.
Yep.
So,
even Drew Brees at the end.
Wasn't the same.
He wasn't the same guy.
No. He was pretty fantastic considering he was 4'3" and trying to throw through. I think he found it harder to throw through linemen back then.
We get the financial figure, though, Pat, I got to imagine even the most devoted Kirk fans are going to say, that's a bit rich for
all
my
right.
liking.
Now it's time to invoke the Ricey plan.
Here we go.
Nick. Bring back Nick.
God, you love Nick.
Gunslinger Nick. Gunslinger Nick for the state. placeholder for about six games.
Yeah.
And now you're going to replace him kind of like you did when you put Christian Ponder in there.
We want McNabb throwing one-hoppers.
Yeah, we want Nick's not going to throw one-hoppers. He's going to throw them all over the building.
And some might even go to his own team.
But this tells you that they're going to do what they have to do to get one of the four quarterbacks, right?
Yep.
There's, you know, because McCarthy's now apparently in that same conversation. And I can see these guys loving McCarthy. So he'll be still there at 8 or 9. So you're only going to have to move up two spots, right, to somebody that's got a quarterback.
Yeah, because I know, especially after the Patriots just traded Mac Jones, so they're going to need a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
there's your first three
guess
picks.
Guess what? They needed a quarterback before they traded Matt Jones.
True,
so,
true.
That's, you know, you can have Kenny Pickett if you want him.
I don't want him.
Boy, well, how about that? They wasn't he like the fifth pick or something?
No, he was
a little
he
later?
Was a top 15-ish, I think, maybe okay. late. Because, you know, Pittsburgh's always a playoff team or right around it.
But so here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
Deep in their heart, Viking fans want to love O'Connell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so whoever they end up coming up with out of this four or five guys, we're going to be very confident that it's the right guy. And they're going to probably let him play a little in the exhibition games, and we're going to be very impressed. And we're also, when they have a scrimmage out there, we're going to be very impressed with whoever it is. Goodbye, Kirk. How many playoff games you win here? One?
One.
One, okay. And you...
we lost three, you know, and we won one.
Yep.
Yep.
So the guys that... I don't think this has anything to do with Justin Jefferson. And the fact that they let Kirk go increases the chances of getting Justin back greatly, right?
I think so.
Because the money will be there.
Yeah.
So...
And they signed a defensive end.
Yes.
Other than that, I don't know that they've
Daniel
done anything.
Daniel Hunter is going elsewhere, too. They're not going to sign him. They signed this guy. He's from Houston, right?
Yes, the Texans.
How could they have cap problems? Why didn't they keep him?
I don't know
why
that
they have
do.
Cap problems? They just maybe didn't want to pay him as much.
Well, because they've got
wanted.
The other kid, the kid from Alabama that they drafted high, along
okay.
with the quarterback last year.
So they don't want to spend that much on defensive ends.
Yeah.
So.
Although they still have him on a rookie deal, but I guess I'm not exactly yeah. sure why they yeah. didn't want to keep him.
He's
is that our five minute warning? So folks, Ricey is dedicated to the clock today.
Yes,
we're doing five minutes on each topic.
That was 5 minutes on the Vikings. Good stuff. You won't hear it anywhere else. Now 5 minutes on. Let's do the Gophers,
okay.
Caitlin.
Okay.
And
you were there.
I was. I went on Friday night.
Okay.
Or Friday at 5:30, I think she had. But Chris, I got there at 12:30, and just to watch some of the other game. Maryland was beating the hell out of Ohio State.
I saw that.
And there were like 200 people from Iowa lined up outside.
Yeah, because you had called into the GL on Friday.
The dummies made the general admission first come, first served. It was no, you didn't okay. have seat assignments. So I think, look at these dummies. Chip came in an hour later. They were back across the Hennepin Avenue, across the street. They were damn near down to the Star Tribune building.
So
when they opened it up, there were thousands of them.
My sister-in-law took my niece. Her and my niece went to Friday's action.
Okay.
And they made the fans leave after the first session.
Yeah, first session.
Even
yeah.
if you had tickets, you yeah. had to leave and then re-enter.
Yeah, that's why they were all lined
and
up.
And they said, to hell with this. We're going home to watch it on TV.
Yes.
They were planning on going to both sessions,
mm-hmm.
but they said, well, we would have missed the game.
Yeah, because standing in line.
Because we'd have been in line for 2 hours.
They were upstairs, obviously,
yeah,
general
yes,
admission tickets.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was weird. You know what? You know what it costs for a strip of tickets for 5 days? Like $120.
That's it?
They left a lot of money laying on the table. They just, you know, priced it like old-time women's basketball. But
sure.
this is... Now, she came out the day I was there and went 0 for 11 on her threes before she made one and kind of repeated that yesterday. But when the game was online, her and her mates figured out a way to win it. But it's quite the phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's, and it's it really is based on... Instagram and youth and everybody mm-hmm. being their whole phone, the phone is their whole life, and they look at, they like Caitlin because she's friendly and she knows how to market herself, and but it's astounding that she filled that place up three times. There won't be a men's game that comes close to drawing.
Not even the championship game.
Half of the crowd will be there. So meanwhile, the Gopher men, ever since I got a lot of abuse about joking about Cam Christie, if he goes to the NBA, he should get ready for years in the G League, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy the G League, son. It was just, you know, kind of an offsetting, you know, because I don't think he's anywhere near prepared, right?
I don't think the Gopher fans...
They all went at it. Like, somehow that's going to drive him out of town. Well, he's 2-for-19 from three on all his shots since then. In two games, he's made two buckets. Once again, the old sage called it.
Yep.
But anyway, called it on Caitlin 2 years ago.
So, you know, remind me, I haven't monitored Gopher basketball as much as I should. My father has. He's a diehard Gopher fan through and through. We had a good stretch, though, didn't we?
That we kind of petered stretch out. And then they stopped playing defense, and everybody's just Northwestern shot 60% against them or something.
Because I was looking at the bracket this morning. I didn't realize how rotten Michigan is.
Oh, they're the worst team in the league.
I couldn't believe it.
They gave Juwan Howard a pretty good deal, too, and I'm sure they want to run him out of there.
Weren't they in the Final Four, two years ago?
Yes. Yeah, they're awful.
Wow.
They're awful. I don't know what happened to them, but they finished 14th in a bad league.
Is this the transfer portal? A bunch of guys left, or what?
Well, that Hunter Dickinson left, and some of them, but I think so.
Okay,
yeah, a lot of them bailed out. Apparently, Juwan's kind of the tough guy, but you know who kind of came back? Indiana was playing terrible too, and they've won four or five in a row at the end. So, but the Gophers have Michigan State at 11 a.m. Thursday. So, good luck.
Yeah.
Even if you play them tough, Izzo's going to get all the calls they want to, you know, in the last 5 minutes. So,
and this is about when they start playing well.
Yeah.
It's usually.
I actually ended up watching quite a bit of the Indiana Michigan second half yesterday. That was a hell of a game. Indiana, I haven't seen many college basketball games that I
but
liked this year.
Outside of Purdue, the Big Ten isn't really much to take.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Illinois had a couple of moments, but the rest of the conference is
Illinois
not good.
Is probably more talented than Purdue, but they don't have the big geek in the middle. But I heard somebody yesterday saying, wow, it isn't often that one conference can have two players like Edie and Caitlin. I said, they're not. The other guy's just a big dork who shoots from 2 feet.
Yeah, Caitlin can play.
Yeah, Caitlin does it all, for goodness sake. So, but Purdue, it's simple with them if they make their threes because everybody surrounds him. So they. Now, I did hear last night on TV that last year when they got beat, they went into the got beat in the first round. They went into the NCAA as a 32% shooting on threes, and this year they're shooting 41% on threes.
Oh, wow.
That makes them a little tougher.
Okay.
But it would be kind of hysterical if they were to go out in the first round against, because they're going to be the number one overall seed, apparently.
You think so? Wow.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
I suppose. Yeah, I guess.
It should be Houston, probably, but.
Honest Ralph. Or not Ralph, Kelvin Sampson.
I'd take him in a minute.
Oh, absolutely.
The cheating that allegedly was done then, it's like Clem, you know, handed out of. They handed out a paper on, the menstrual cycle, and then we ended up in. And George Dorman won his Pulitzer Prize for it. Now it wouldn't even. Now you got seven tutors, you know. Right. You can flunk out if you wanted to. I mean, Al Nolan's doing the TV now.
Oh, that's right.
Al's one of the last guy to flunk out, for God's sake. It was a long time. He came back now, and I give him credit. But he was ineligible for the second semester one year.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Al, so, you know, I'm not, you know, hey. Al had better grades than I did when I went there.
You're not throwing stones.
I also left in January of my second year there too. You know, but no one was checking my eligibility or not. So
that was on your own decision.
Yes. So anyway,
You're worried about the pitching staff.
Wait a minute now.
Or are we going out of order?
Wait a minute. We gotta.
He's got to reset the clock.
This is for the Twins, and here we go. All right, 5 minutes on the Twins.
Here we go.
Well, Pablo got knocked around again yesterday. Durant got knocked around again yesterday. Should we be in panic? Pablo's pretty good at telling us he's just working on stuff and throwing stuff. And guess what? I believe him.
I do too.
But it's fun to have people overreact and feed that frenzy.
Who did I see?
Louis's going to be the fifth starter, though. Louis is pitching good this
Not
spring.
Not the Del Scalfini or however
he
pronounce it?
He pitched two innings the other day and we're supposed to be excited. So
okay.
I would imagine he starts the year on the DL. But
can
Louis
we do
be
this?
The fifth starter.
I saw his quote, was it either yesterday or Saturday, Buxton, saying he wishes the season started today.
Yeah.
Can we just put him in bubble wrap?
No.
You want him to keep playing.
You have to play him to find out if he can play. Lavelle wrote that too. So what good does it do if he takes the next 3 weeks off and then he plays three games and he breaks down? You got to find out if he can play. And, he DH'd one day and hit two triples in a... According to your plan, you don't want him hitting triples. You got to stop.
Stop at second. Don't get hurt. Don't be sliding into third base.
If he can't go, he can't go. But I'll tell you, he's one thing I noticed. Somebody else noticed what I did. He's thinner.
I think
he got bulked up and he was Mr. Muscle Man about 3 years ago, right?
Yep.
And to add power, he's thinner. Those legs are. I think he took some stress off that knee, and if it works, it works. And now Bobby Nightingale Jr., our beat writer, thinks it's not merely a case of having the two flaps taken out of his knee, but the fact that he's further away from the hard, the real surgery, the hard surgery on the knee, and he's. He's better than, and that's another reason he's good.
I mean, I've only been able to, none of the games have been on TV
not
yet.
About two
but
so
I,
far.
But right? I have listened to a lot of them on the radio, but that's news to me, and I'm sure a lot of fans as well.
Yeah.
Why aren't they putting the Sunday afternoon games on TV?
I don't know. What's going on?
Because it wasn't like the Wild or the Wolves had a game. They both played late yesterday.
I think Valley's saving her money.
Really?
That's, but in the past, if the Red Sox were doing it, Nesson, we'd just
they just take
pick
the
up
feed.
Their telecast and put them on Valley or something. So, spring training has the massive, here's what's interesting. We're in the heart of the college basketball season. We got the best NBA team we've had since 2004. And we got the hockey team, still fighting for their lives. And all anybody wants to talk about is the Vikings. Who are they going to get? Losing Kirk.
Right.
Losing Kirk is, going to be all hands on deck to write about Kirk. And spring training getting mediocre amount of publicity.
Are they getting good crowds?
They've sold it out for, they had Minnesota Day Saturday and had a full house, I guess.
Was that the Yankees Saturday?
Yeah, doesn't make any difference.
No, but usually that does do well, right, when the Yankees are there?
The garment. The people like to go out and look at that garment and get very excited. It's kind of like when the Cardinals come to town and, hey, let's go see the Cardinals.
God. Speaking of that, I'm glad you mentioned this. So we're taking the boys to Arizona for spring break.
Way to go.
At the end of this month. We've never done spring training with them in Arizona. Pat. The Cubs are playing the Cardinals, and I think the last exhibition game at whatever the complex the Cubs play.
What are they charging you, $50?
You cannot get in for less than a hun.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. Well, I checked 3 or 4 days ago. I thought, it's spring bleeping training. I'm not dropping $100 per.
No, it's a big...
Because is that pretty rare for a Florida team to travel to?
No, the Cardinals are...
Because the Cardinals
must be going to the West Coast, though.
So is that normal? Because I thought that was weird.
So the Cardinals must be opening the season somewhere out there.
On the West Coast. Yeah, or maybe in Arizona.
Because the Twins, I remember one time when I was covering back in the day, they stopped in Arizona on the way to Oakland, played the Brewers a couple of times in Sun City back then. So, Yeah, I didn't think of that. The Cardinals are coming. Oh, we get to, but if you're watching that game, you won't get to see the ace pitchers or something, but you might get to see the
regular
players.
Okay.
You see, Sonny's got a pulled hammy, though.
I did see that.
Might not make opening day.
This made this led to very heated discussions at the Jordan Baseball Association, where half the guys wanted the Twins. Why aren't they spending the money? He said, he's on the DL, isn't he?
Yeah, right. Well, it's like not signing Kirk. If you need that third year, I can't do it. Here's what people don't get. They say, well, it's not this year. They probably would have paid him. I mean, gone over their budget and paid him for this year, but you gotta have him at 35-6, too, you know? And they have no idea what their regional TV situation is going to be in the next 2 years, if they're going to get any regional.
When does this go through?
Well, this is a one-year deal.
It's just this year.
Yeah, and they've promised everybody that they'll be streaming, and MLB is apparently going to take it over in some form, but hell, they might end up getting $20 million or something from MLB. So that's the thing. How about that young Cardinals pitching staff, though? Gibby, Lance Lynn, and Sonny. It's the old movement. It is not the youth movement. It's the age movement.
Well, and I was chatting with my diehard Cardinals buddy. I didn't realize they let Flaherty walk.
Yes.
Because he's with Detroit.
Yeah.
And I thought, wasn't he supposed to be a...
Yeah, he was. He had good stuff.
Did he get hurt?
He'd hurt a lot.
Okay.
He'd hurt a lot. So, Detroit's improved, by the way. That's the Twins' biggest competition.
They got a lot of young talent, don't they? Pitching.
They added a few guys, too.
They got our guy, Maeda.
Yeah, they can have him. Once in a while you go out and flip up a dandy, and then he'll.
But
you know,
if you're getting five out of him, that's.
Yeah, that's it. He's five and fly, that's for sure. All right. That was more than 5 minutes.
You're right. We exceeded the limit, and we were.
Let me do the car ad, and then we'll do the.
Sounds good. I'll see if we've got enough.
I'm so anxious to get you people out there. So this is our pause, right?
Yes.
The pause is always more dramatic when the mayor is here.
Because he points at you.
The mayor does. The mayor likes to give orders. The pause is over. Start talking. I got to get out of here. The mayor. But the mayor, who did we get to see, who did we have last week endorse one of these new Buicks, the small Buick station wagon? The mayor's got his eye on the small Buick station wagon. If the mayor's got his eye on it, it's got to be a heck of a car. And the place to deal for that and find that is at Brett Paul and Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. They can put you on one of those small station wagons, and they can do that in Apple Valley or Hastings. Plus, they got a whole fleet of SUVs, and you can really make a good deal on a sedan out there, I am sure. I told you last week how happy I am to be back in my Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers Cascade from 2019, because there's no bells and whistles ringing at me. They just let me drive. And but if I want to change the lane and there's a car there, it'll still tell me that don't do that. It'll still tell you don't do that.
Hey, dummy.
Yeah, don't do that. Anyway, used cars, new cars, low interest rates, 0.9, 1.9. And that little station wagon that Suchi boy's got his eye on. Brett Paul, Jim Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings, check them out.
Pat, here we go. I have the number for Kirk. What do you think it is?
180.
Wow, look at you. 4 years, it's official, ladies and gentlemen. The Atlanta Falcons are giving Kirk Cousins a four-year, $180 million deal, including 100 of it guaranteed.
100 is guaranteed.
I'm out.
But let's tell the listening audience, I did not look. No, that is my guess.
No, we're rolling. Yeah, did not look.
You
were leaned back.
I thought for like 3 seconds. But the fact that you were alarmed helped me goose it up to 180.
Pat,
100 guaranteed.
This is from Schefter, 18 minutes ago. Compensation update. Falcons giving Kirk Cousins 4 years, $180 million, including 100 guaranteed per source. It's $45 million per average per year.
But
how about this update? Kirk Cousins has made over $230 million in career earnings from his time in Washington and Minnesota.
Now.
And is now adding $180 million to that.
But if he, but they can get out for $100 million if they don't like him, then.
I guess, but
yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. You know, there's a movie that I kind of like, a cornball movie, Fever Pitch or something. It was like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
It was Fallon and Drew Barrymore. Yep. And they had the good luck of doing the Red Sox movie, 2004, because they ended up winning the World Series for them. But there's a scene in there with the great comedian Lenny Clark, who's got the little Jimmy Fallon's in the car with him. And the kid comes in, and he's all Red Soxed up in the little car. And Lenny Clark character, the uncle, the wise old uncle, says, "They're going to break your heart, kid. And that's Atlanta. I got news for you. He's going to break your heart. You might have a good record. You're playing the South, so you could. Why? What did he do here that made people think more of him as a quarterback than they did?
It's completely driven by stats and analytics, and it's not about wins and losses. And that's the problem I have always had with the people that are obsessed with Kirk Cousins'
numbers. But why did the Minnesota... Now, I think a lot of it's political. I do. I think it's like he doesn't wear masks.
He was anti-COVID.
He was anti-vax.
Yep.
He was anti-vax, so that made him a lot of friends. But the ardent... He never had that ardent crowd that he had the last couple of years. Now, he had a good year 2 years ago, obviously.
And he was having a good season before he got hurt this year.
Yeah, he was okay. They were still kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, but to some degree. But I just don't know how it... I
don't either.
What was the game when they opened against Green Bay here?
Last year. The 13-4 season. The previous year to this most recent season.
Is that when they stunk it out in the...
That was in...
How many years ago that they stunk it
when
out?
When the Packers came in here and blew their doors off?
Yeah, and you figured...
That was the COVID year.
I was worried that he wasn't going to get... If there'd been a crowd, he wouldn't have gotten off the field, probably.
That was, COVID year. Because there was no fans in the stands.
To scream and holler at how terrible he was. But I think the Vikings are fortunate. It paves the way for a future when they can go get any players they want, basically.
Yeah.
You're going to get Jefferson signed. He's going to take a big hit. You got $30 million more on the cap. So that you give that to Jefferson and then a little more, you know. But they're going to have a much better roster than they would have had. Now they got to get a quarterback, and they got to get, but they'll get one of the four. They're not going to get Williams. They're not going to get
Jaden Daniels,
or Drake May, who's probably the guy you'd want because he's not goofy like Caleb Williams. But
you're going to end up with JJ McCarthy.
But you're going to get JJ McCarthy, and he's, you know, I don't know. I think. I'm not 100% sure about him, but I think he's got a chance, and you might as well. But you gotta have this placeholder. So who's the placeholder?
Nick
it's
Mullins?
Not gonna be Sam Darnold, is it?
No, because Mullins is still under contract, and I know they got him signed for is it $5 or $6 million this year?
Really?
So it'll most likely be him.
We want, although that's probably not guaranteed, is it?
I don't know if it is or not.
Mm-hmm. All right. The clock is now running, so we gave you a little extra because he signed in.
Yes. We were going to talk Timberwolves.
So, what's Rudy Gobert, back in the day, back in 2000, he invented COVID. He basically...
The press conference.
He closed down the nation... 1 or 2 days after he was fake coughing at everybody,
which caused him to get into a fight with then-teammate Donovan Mitchell.
Yes, he was faking like he was coughing on people, making a joke of it, and then the next day he was COVID positive, and they shut down the world. The last sporting event held in the world was, in the U.S. anyway, after the NBA pulled the plug, was the only people that kept it was the mixed martial arts fighters, whatever that is, kept going, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, they played the first two games of the... They started... I went that Wednesday night when that all popped to the girls' basketball tournament, and the next day they tried to... I think the next day they played, Thursday they played.
Yes.
And then they pulled the plug.
Yep.
That night when everybody... But most everybody didn't play... Starting on that Thursday, and it was Rudy started that, and now, you know, you can be mad about the call, but you can't be stupid enough to make the money sign. That's, you know, and the funny thing is, were you watching?
I only saw the highlights on social media. I didn't see the actual moment.
I don't think Scott Foster saw it. But the woman referee down behind there came running to him to tell him that it happened.
Did it warrant the technical foul, in your opinion?
Well, this, yeah. He can't do this, for God's sakes.
But no, but I guess the foul leading up to. So the technical
was on the gesture.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was
no,
on
it
the.
Wasn't,
okay,
no,
got it.
Although got it. Scott Foster, I mean, it was a wrestling match, and... You know, you take your pick of who you want to give the foul to, and it's a road game, so they were going to give it to the other team.
Sure.
But it was not a horrible call, but it could have been a no call too. I mean, it was two guys battling.
But it's much.
But you got to have a brain. You can't be an idiot.
Well, and it's almost like what you were saying about kid. They're going to break your heart. And Wolves.
Yeah.
Wolves' history isn't as deeply rooted as Viking history.
They haven't broken our heart because they haven't been close enough to do it.
They always find a way to. I mean, they're the number one seed in the West.
Now they're third.
And Cat gets hurt. Now we're going to end up being the 4 or 5
third,
or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to be 4 probably. I say one thing. I've been down on the zaniness of Ant. That game he won for them in Indianapolis was unbelievable. He was the best player in the world for 6 minutes. It was incredible.
You're watching this going, he's on a different stratosphere than everybody else on the court.
He's making everything he does, and then he kills himself and still blocks the shot when he's jumping up.
What did Joe say? First thing Joe says, because was that game Thursday?
Yeah.
So Joe comes in here Friday and said, do you think he would have gotten up to 15 feet if he hadn't hit the bottom of the rim?
I don't think 15.
I said, I don't know.
11 and a half, probably.
Wow.
I don't know. It was unbelievable.
That is an athlete
there. It was fantastic. But yesterday, everybody bailed on him. They didn't. I mean, Rudy, I saw in Chris Hines' story, he said, and Rudy Gobert said he couldn't go because of a sore or something. So it didn't sound like the trainers were telling him he couldn't go. It sounds like Rudy decided not to play.
He made the call.
Because he was probably pouting about getting fined $100,000. I don't know. But
he might have been able to help stop Anthony Davis. He had 27 rebounds.
He wanted to do 27 rebounds.
God almighty.
Yeah. So anyhow, the only trouble with being 4 is you got if you're 4, you have to play New Orleans, who's going to be 5, and they're good. If Williamson's playing, they're good.
Yeah,
and you know the other teams down there, but the West is close. You might end up playing the Warriors or the Lakers. I'd take both of those teams over the Pelicans. So, but it's the big problem is they had the 7-game homestand right before this 6-game road trip, mm-hmm. and they went 4-3 or something. I mean, they screwed it up.
They did not
give themselves any cushion. And plus, and then we got Finchie. Finchie, start using your bench. Come on. I mean, yesterday he had to because he played 8 minutes. But Luka, we played Luka 10 minutes. He makes a couple of shots. Luka can make a shot.
Well, he's leading whatever their minor league system. He's leading them
30
in scoring.
A game. Yeah. Let him play a little bit. What the hell?
I mean, he's not going to replace Cat.
No.
But he's going to help.
Yeah, I just don't know. He's Tibbs Jr. By the way, I hope my guy Tibbs makes it out of this week. Last night they got 73 points.
Oh my!
They're because the big guy, the guy they got from Toronto when they made the big trade, has been hurt, and Brunson's wearing down because he plays him 50 minutes a game. And
Tibbs gonna be Tibbs.
They gonna they made the big trade with Toronto thinking they could be the 2 seed. Now they're gonna be lucky to. Now they're going to be lucky to make the playoffs. No, I mean they're going to be lucky to stay in the top four and have a home game.
Yep.
So that's it. We covered almost everything. Is there anything we missed?
Other than what? High school hockey? I know you weren't there. And I was rooting against both Chan Hess and Andy Dida.
I was at the Cathedral game. Cathedral.
Oh, you did go to the
Cathedral. I went to the afternoon game.
Okay.
I got a column out of that, so I didn't stick around for the Edina game. So.
Okay.
But 20,000 people. Now, Louis took a bow Saturday and on the ice, and they dedicated the game to Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis, I wrote a column on Louis, and every TV station did something on Louis, and Bally did a documentary on Louis earlier this year. And then the Wild did it.
Last night.
Yep. The Wild let him, let's play hockey and stuff, and... I ran into him at the high school game Saturday. He was so frantic with invitations to be here, there, and everywhere that all he could do is, like a brief handshake. But is this it now?
Are we done?
Are the Timberwolves going to honor him? Are we going to have somebody else?
Send him to Fort Myers.
Yes, yeah. Right, yeah.
Take a bow there at Hammond.
Yeah, he'd have to drive back across the way.
That's what's funny is usually, Mr. Hockey, Mr. Minnesota – what time does the championship game usually wraps up? About 10? He's on the 11 o'clock flight back to Florida. Yeah. He had to stay here an extra day.
Yeah, get all the honors. Julie and Lori said, we're talking about him today. I was talking to him before they went on their show, and they said, we're going to miss seeing him. I said, no, you aren't. No, you aren't. Don't worry. You're going to see him.
Right. He'll be around.
You're not going to see him, you're not going to see him at the state tournament because he... During his Florida stay, he doesn't like to have to come back. He likes to put those months because he needs 6 months in one day, and he's gonna have the World Junior 2 years in 2000, starting right after Christmas in 2005.
Oh, okay.
So he'll have to be here for that whole thing because he did more to get it than anybody. So. You have to be here for 2 weeks, so he can't be doing that and the tournament because he's got to get his Florida time in to avoid his taxes, which it doesn't put him in short company, by the way. But great guy, one of our all-time favorites, and the tributes were unbelievable and constant. I thought they called me up and said, you need a column. You want to do a column on Louis? This is 2 weeks ago, and I said, yeah, I'll do it. Well, then we had another 20 inches on Louis the next day when, Zagoda, his sidebar was on Louis, and it was a lot of Louis.
Yep.
A lot of Louis, but what the hell?
What the hell?
Great guy. We don't care. So he's got a nice place down there in Florida, too, I told you.
Yep.
He can look down at Tiger Woods' yacht.
So wow.
That's good.
That's
when
a nice spot.
You can see Tiger's Woods' yacht, you got a nice
spot. A nice spot.
Yeah. You ain't camping out.
No, no.
So, all righty, that's it. No mayor. The mayor will be back, and he'll be spry as a guy moving. He'll be moving twice as fast. Have we told the public what his issue is?
Yeah, he said this on the show, but he thought he was going to be okay to come back. Mm-hmm. But after our brief phone conversation, and I noticed how...
He said to you, are we doing Monday Night Sports?
I said, why don't you take the day off, boss? And he decided to stay home.
All righty.
We'll
thank
see
you.
Ya.